Welcome, I'm Hugh Massey, the President and Founder of Financial DNA Resources. Today I'd like to share with you the next topic in our Wealth Mentoring series. The topic is, who's your client? I've had some really interesting conversations with advisors during the past few weeks during presentations. In particular, when I've been talking about family dynamics and asking the question, who is your advice really impacting? Generally, the obvious answer would be that your client is the person who currently has the wealth for which financial planning is required. That is, the wealth holder. What about the beneficiaries of the wealth? Their lives are generally being impacted by the decisions that get made in the financial and estate plans. To some degree, aren't these beneficiaries also your client? In providing advice, you need to understand the unique behavioral styles of both the wealth holder and the beneficiaries. If you do not take into account the unique financial personality of the beneficiaries, then the plan could be useless once the wealth does transfer to them. Isn't this at least partly why we see so many financial and estate plans practically fall apart, breakdowns in family relationships, and generally dysfunctional behavior? Also, as an advisor, by learning to discover who the beneficiaries are during the lifetime of the wealth holder will help you cement long-term relationships with them. Another interesting scenario that often comes up is that the person requesting the advice and or managing the wealth is different to the wealth holder. For instance, if a son is managing the financial affairs of his mother, whose behavioral style do you need to understand? Is it the mother or the son or both? I have seen many financial advisors get into difficulties by not truly understanding the financial personality of the son. To a large degree, you are dealing with the behavior of the son. You'll need to know how to communicate with him and also how his view of the world impacts planning for his mother. After all, the son will see the world through his lens.